Zeit herrschte im All. An die furchtbaren Kriege, die einst ganze Sonnensysteme vernichteten, erinnern sich nur noch die Ältesten. Jetzt regiert die Galaktische Föderation gerecht und weise, ein paradiesischer Zustand. Trotzdem lauert in den unendlichen Weiten des Weltalls eine tödliche Gefahr. Denn die Bewohner des Planeten Argan haben einen teuflischen Plan. Mit todbringenden Robotern wollen sie die Herrschaft über die Galaxien erzwingen. Als diese Nachricht die Galaktische Föderation erreicht, haben die Arganer ihren schrecklichen Feldzug schon begonnen. Der Planet Godon ist das erste Ziel ihres finsteren Plans. Denn auf Godon befinden sich wichtige Rohstoffe, Erze, Mineralien, deren Besitz gleichzeitig die Macht bedeutet. Nachdem die Arganer diese Rohstoffreserven geplündert haben, beginnen sie jetzt mit ihren Killerrobotern den Angriff auf die Energieversorgungsstationen, deren Zerstörung den Untergang von Godon bedeutet. Es gibt nur noch eine letzte Hoffnung. Aus vergangenen Sternenkriegen ist ein vollcomputerisiertes Schlachtschiff, die Final Legacy, erhalten geblieben, mit dem es vielleicht gelingen könnte, die Argana aufzuhalten, wenn nicht sogar zu schlagen. Der Kommandant dieses Schiffes ist Jamir. Das Schicksal des Planeten liegt jetzt ganz allein in seinen Händen. wäre jetzt alles vorbei. Auf dem Radarschirm nähern sich die Geschosse des Todes immer noch unerbittlich der Energiestation. Wieder fixiert die Laserkanone ihr Ziel. Mit sicherer Hand kann Jamir auch diesen Angriff in letzter Sekunde abwehren. Der erste Schritt der Mission ist erfüllt. Aber der Kampf geht weiter. Noch ist der Planet in größter Gefahr.
And we're back. Hello, hello. Welcome back. This is Public Sensory Radio. We just heard something from Ilyich from about 1980. Something called Peripheric Red Commando. Ilyich was a very interesting sort of electronic prog character. Don't know what he's up to now. Most of the output that I know of is from the late 70s and early 80s. Before that, Robert Schroeder, another 70s, 80s electronic person who is usually more associated with the Berlin School ambient clique. That was a very stupid track from Herr Schroeder from the mid-80s. That was the soundtrack to a video game that Herr Schroeder was commissioned to write. The video game was called Final Legacy, and we heard Die Story der Final Legacy from Robert Schroeder. For that, Neuronium, sort of, I don't want to say New Age, but you know what I'm trying to say. Early electronic, late 70s, Tangerine Dream inspired soundscapes. That was called Le Tour du Silence from the Spanish group Neuronium. Next, we're going to hear something from the Canadian psych band It's All Meat from, I think, about 1969. This is You Brought Me Back to Myself. Okay, be back soon.
with life. Guess my head, gentle breezes, walked away. Night's helpless cry. Colors mixing in wind and love light makes a sweet advance. Call me songbird of my heart. Make anew these aged signs. Within your voice, lift me with your fragrant rhyme. It's a chorus of a new world, new life. replaced with love. Colors mixing in a wind dance, love lies. Cast a gracious glance.
We just ended there with the German prog group known as Wallenstein. Something called The Theme. Before that, the sort of folky psych band Windflower with something called Wind Dance. And we started with the Canadian psych band It's All Meat with a track called You Brought Me Back to My Senses. This is DJ Micah. The show is entitled Public Sensory Radio. I'm here every week. It's time for me to get out of here. So I'll bid you all adieu.
Someone talking to you for a change. How about that? That'd be exciting. And you got me for the next couple of hours. My name's Nick Salomon, and this is my first broadcast for the estimable radio station to which you are tuned in. I'm going to give you a couple of hours of the kind of stuff that makes me go, ooh, that's nice. And hopefully it does the same for you. We're going to get cracking with some obscure stuff, but it's not all going to be this obscure, I have to say. This is Denmark's top psychedelic band, and they're called The Young Flowers, and this is April 68, recorded back at that time. So enjoy The Young Flowers. Here they are. Right, there you go. That's the, there's something wrong with this microphone. Am I supposed to work with dodgy equipment here? I know my wife always tells me I do, but there you go. That was the Young Flowers from Denmark with a track called April 68. Came out on their LP Blomster Pistolen, which I believe is Danish for flower gun. How do I know that? I've got no idea how I know that. Pistolen, obviously gun. Blomster. Well, I just happen to know that Blomster means flower. Excuse me. I shouldn't be profane over the air. Anyhow, what we got next? It's a band called the Scud Mountain Boys, and it's off their LP Dance the Night Away, which came out a few years ago, but Sub Pop have released it as a double CD with another LP, which is called Pine Box. But this one's off the LP Dance the Night Away, and the particular track I'm going to play for you is called Freight of Fire. Freight of Fire. This is the Scud Mountain Boys.